The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'm sure at some point you've been to a Sedeli outlet. I mean, it's just about everywhere in Singapore, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, after 16 years, Sedeli's outlet at Wheelock Place has now been given a facelift to its all-day dining restaurant along with its menu.
Yes. So the outlet is newer, greener, better with a remodeled separate retail and dining space. It's got a new menu. And get this, one-third of this menu will feature vegan dishes. So that works right up your alley, my vegetarian friend.
Yes, indeed. That is quite a large percentage of the menu.
It's true, yeah.
I think that's great. The retail space captures a slice of Sedeli Marketplace offline with more support for local partner brands that have their ingredients also featured in the menu.
So this revamped menu offers more plant-based options, new creative combinations, special ingredients in collaboration, and really it's collaborating with these like-minded local and regional suppliers. So what can we see at the outlet at Wheelock Place? Why this specific move from Sedeli? Well, on FMB Friday this morning, we have with us our guest, the founder of Sedeli, Cheng Guat. Cheng, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to see you. So when you came into the studio earlier and you sat down, I started asking, you know, how long have you been around? When did you start this? And, you know, I think that's a question for a lot of people because you've become this household name now in Singapore.
Yeah, we started in 1997. That would make us about 22 and a half years old today. And we started off as a bakery shop. And then we started to make a lot of bread. But the bread that we focus would be making a lot of wholemeal bread, something more healthful and without any preservative or improvers. Yeah. And then we went on to provide sandwiches, again, requests from our customers. And then we opened a sandwich shop like 2.5 years later in the business district. And that's how we venture into sandwiches, besides growing and making our cakes offer as well. But the whole mantra about how we make our food will continue to be very simple kind of food, but we use like quality ingredients. Okay. We want our quality ingredients to speak for itself and simple, good home style recipes to feed our customer well.
It's true, no? You get breakfast done the right way.
Oh,
yeah, simple.
Changes your
correct
day, yeah.
Like eggs, you know, for breakfast. We got to make sure that the eggs are fresh. Yeah. So we get our eggs, like, sent in to us, like, every day. And they got to make sure that they're fresh to be sent out. Same with all the vegetables and all the produce. Mm. And it's been really, really amazing that we have so many customers coming in and request for different types of food. And very many customers, I realize, they ask for actually vegetarian options, be right. it our bread, like they look for breads without eggs. Okay. So I'll tell them, that's us. Most of our bread, about 80% of our bread, has no eggs.
Yes.
And we try to make them also with low fat or very little fat. And then, of course, no sugar. Right. Mm. Then even when we make a sweet bread, we want to make sure that the sugar and the fat content is lower. Because I'm a firm believer, if you enjoy a slice of toast, you decide how much jam you want to put on top and how much butter you want to put on top and what type of butter today. Right. And consciously, as we introduce sandwiches, we also receive feedback from customer. Please give me vegetarian based sandwiches. Of course, the usual suspects, right?
Sure.
When you have a sandwich category, you will have your chicken, your ham, and your bacon, and the vegetable. But then over the years, through listening to our customers, 25% of our sandwiches today are actually vegetarian. And consciously, about 1.5 years ago, we made them vegan. Mm. So we introduced about 6 new types of plant-based sandwiches, and we even make our own vegan mayo. Just so then it's completely comfortable for our vegan guests.
Cheng, I've noticed that people tend to associate Sedeli with a healthier choice, as a healthier choice.
Yes.
How did you achieve this mindset, or putting this mindset into your customers? How do they know? Because what kind of advertisements, or how did you spread this message? I'm curious, because I myself find when I look at Sedeli, oh, this must be a healthier choice.
Yes.
When was that implanted in my head?
Yeah. I think we consciously from day one, I remembered when I produced my bread. You know, in 22 years ago, when you make bread, yeah. Suppliers will come in and introduce improvers and all sorts of things. Those are like little insurance that one would use in the bakery business. And I would stand behind the counter and educate my customer and say, no, you don't need that. We just make clean loaf of bread, wholesome, with four basic ingredients, and that's it. The flour, the sugar, the yeast, you know, and the water. And that's about it.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because these days, if you go grocery shopping and you can pick up what you think is a simple loaf of bread and you look at the ingredients, it's simply shocking, some of the stuff that goes into the processed food. I wanted to ask you, though, is it true that you actually have a master's in finance?
Yes.
Many
years ago.
Doing this.
Why not? But it begs the question, master's in finance, how come you went into baking?
Oh, because I've always enjoyed baking. Been baking since I was 10 years old. I hail from Malaysia in a very small town up north in Taiping, and there were no bakery except maybe one bakery that make bread. If you need to eat any cakes or anything else, any pastries, you got to learn to make it yourself. And that's how I learned to make cookies and cakes at home since I was about 10 years old. Then, of course, through my education abroad, in order to save some money, you learn to cook and you learn to bake. And that's how it came naturally to me. At first, for survival. And later on, I think it's good to actually feed yourself well and then continue to feed my friends.
Yeah. Do you still, like, when you walk around all the Sedeli outlets in Singapore, which, by the way, if you could fill us in on the most popular outlet in Singapore, do you walk into these outlets, go into the baking room, or the kitchen, rather, and have a hand in helping out? Do you get tempted to do that?
Oh, yes. Very tempted. But these days, I'm very blessed with a very good team behind the counter. Yeah. So usually they'll tell me, you can come up to the service counter and greet the customer. And then how about you share the goodness. The rest, let us handle it. So I feel very blessed and very happy about that. Yeah.
Which is the most popular outlet in Singapore?
You see, because Sedeli, right, we have 30 outlets. And within Sedeli, we have got three formats, mainly the bakery cafes, that's the quick service whereby we serve our sandwiches, and then our soup, the salad, and of course our bakes, right? And we have 19 of those. And then we have got 8 of our bakery kitchens whereby the guests can see us cooking because there's nothing to hide, very simple cooking. And we will serve like pasta, grills and greens, because I believe that it is very nice to eat a piece of protein, either fish or chicken, with a big plate of salad. Then everything just goes nicely and with a nice lean dressing. And that will make my day. And I think my customer quite like it. And then that's quick service. And then we have got 3 more all-day dining, whereby we have a full table service, whereby the menu is slightly more involved, more complicated than our bakery cafe. And that's where our Wheelock Place, we decided to revamp the menu. We actually were in Wheelock Place about 16 years ago, serving our brunch and our pancake. And I remember, I'm always for eating greens and vegetable. And I remember when I first served my pancake with a choice of sausage and bacon, I was sneaking the salad on the side. Yeah. And I noticed at that time, most of the customer would return it. But I'm happy to note, actually, Manisha, that today the customer actually finished it. So I'm happy. I feel like I'm a ma, you know, that I would like sneak in the vegetable for my customer.
You know, I really believe when you have this much joy behind the food is always going to be much more healthy for you. Speaking of which, so I have a personal story, which was this week my son wanted to bake for a school baking competition a gluten-free cake. And I had this thing in the back of my mind, okay, that's great because there are people who have allergies to gluten, etc.
Sure.
But I doubted whether or not it would taste good. Then I wondered, in your push to be more healthy and, you know, particularly for the vegan options, how do you know it's going to taste good? Because there's always that debate.
Yeah, I think this is very subjective. And when we talk about a cake, for example, in order to make it gluten-free, we ask ourselves whether we are going to make a cream-based cake or is it the texture that is involved? So in order to make it taste good, first, it got to look pretty because we always eat with our eyes first. Then after that, when you eat it, the texture must communicate with you that, it's yummy. And how the yumminess come from? Comes from good, fresh, quality ingredients. So even with like gluten-free cakes, we actually launched a vegan and a gluten-free cheesecake this Chinese New Year, actually in January. And the response has been amazing. And that's why that kind of pushed me to say, I think we should work on a more vegan option. So that cheesecake is a chocolate and matcha cheesecake. And when you taste it among blind product tests, amongst other cakes, many of my testers were fooled. They thought that, are you sure it is cheesecake, you know? So, we make them that way. And then even the base of the cheesecake, we make sure we use like heart-friendly oats for you, and that's gluten-free. And that's how we do it. And for this Christmas, we make our log cake gluten-free. And in fact, this is a flavor we've been making for the last 22 years. And my rationale for that would be because I like a log cake that's really soft and decadent and really delicious. And with Christmas, you have so much food to eat. Mm-hmm. I think you must give your digestion a break from digesting any more gluten. Just eat a gluten-free sweet cake that is slightly bitter to end the Christmas meal. Yes.
That and your liver, but that's another problem.
Yes.
But let's talk about the relaunch of your Wheel Lock Place outlet. This has been really exciting. So why did you decide to relaunch? And are you going to do any more of these relaunches or revamps?
Yes. I think after listening to our customers and looking at our sales figures, and it supports that I think we should move towards that direction. So consciously, when we rewrote our menu, we ensure that every category, the whole total menu is about 1/3 vegan, meaning we would even remove any dairy. It used to be vegetarian, and vegetarian to us would include dairy. So in the relaunch, we feel like we need to work with local suppliers as well because they will bring the goods to us very fresh. Like, for example, we work with a local Kelong for our big tiger prawns. And what's amazing about it is as soon as we give him a call to place our order, 3 hours later it will be here, it will be in our restaurant.
Wow.
So then he will just like harvest it. Then in addition to that, as we are big on salads and all, we work with Sustainia to add in kale that's like grown pesticide free, and again the kale will reach our restaurant less than 24 hours upon harvest. Because if you buy all those kind of leaves from overseas, the supply chain travel would probably be adding up to at least 36 hours. So when you eat leaves and protein at its freshest, to me, you have a great taste. And then nutritionally, it will be optimal. So to that, I think my guests can enjoy it. Additionally, we also work with a local kombucha maker, the combination people, and they make their kombucha really, really from scratch and really brewed it in a very nice way. So as I taste it, I love the taste of kombucha, and his is slightly tart. So as we have conversation with him, I said, why don't we use kombucha as our dressing? Yeah. Because it tastes so good, you know. So today, the dressing at Wheelock Place, we homemade them either with a fresh orange or with a roasted garlic, and the base is kombucha. So kombucha, as we all know, is good for digestion. So I said, wham, good. If anybody order our salad, salad is good for you, and then it's dressed together with something yummy and nice.
You really should see Ching's expressions while she's talking about this. She's constantly smiling. It just brings a lot of positivity into this room. You've worked with the suppliers for years, I would imagine. Could you share with us how, because you mentioned pesticide-free kale. Now, that's very important when it comes to such organic agreements.
Yes.
The process of vetting them and ensuring that, hey, these guys are legit. What was that like?
Yes. I think it would involve they coming to see us and we going to visit their urban farm. And I think as we must establish and build that trust. And then at the same time, we also would send our goods for testing. Mm-hmm. But for the kale one, because we went to see their farm, there was no pesticide on site. So, of course, it is what it is. Yes.
You know, there's going to be this big push in Singapore to encourage more urban farming, more vertical farming.
Yes.
Is that an encouragement for you, or is that a challenge in terms of sourcing ingredients? Do you think that you can get more from that? Because I'm sure there are ingredients you still have to bring in from outside,
yes,
and a bit further
absolutely,
afield.
Absolutely. In fact, we have many conversations with the farmers, and as we speak now, they are testing on bringing in different leaves, growing different romaines, different rockets, you know. Mm. I don't see it more a challenge. In fact, I see it more like excitement, actually, that we can actually bring in really how a kale should taste like, or how maybe a rocket should taste like. Okay. Because when you go for vertical farming, it's so controlled, so then you can taste how the food should really taste. So I think that's exciting to add into our menu, really.
But Jiang, you have talked about how you've responded so much to your customers over the year. Now, over these years, in fact, if your customers start coming to you and saying, actually, we want less of a carbon footprint in our food.
Yes.
Is that a challenge?
That will be. And therefore, we have to start today. And I feel like even though Singapore, we are an urban city, and if certain food categories, we can work with local farmers like the Hua Kai Long or Sustania, or even kombucha, instead of flying in from overseas, I think we're doing our little parts a little bit at a time. And we hope we can collaborate with more partners locally. And I think we have a huge talent in Singapore to make actually all kinds of food.
Jing, it hasn't always been rosy for Sedeli. An unfortunate incident back in 2016 led to a license suspension on one of the outlets, I believe it was at Waterway Mall, if I'm getting that right. Talk us through the learning points of that and how it has affected, you know, company policy today and checks and balances.
Yes, I think that was an unfortunate incident that nobody really wanted.
Yeah.
And what happened was that we were having our staff going in to work. We applied for them for their test. They have to go for an exam, but they didn't go yet. But we already applied.
Sure.
But so for that matter, we now today make sure that all the staff we hire, they have to go for the test first before they go.
Yeah.
And that was actually the key reason for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Minor tweak there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the future looking like? Do you see yourself being a global brand or something someday?
Yes, I hope we can go offshore from Singapore. And I think the future is exciting because I think more and more people are embracing clean eating, and particularly green eating, vegan food, and that's down our alley. So we think the future looks really rosy and exciting.
Very quickly, do you have a dream scenario? Is there a particular city in the world you'd love to be in?
Oh, I think even though we're in Asia, I think we should go to somewhere in Asia first. But otherwise, somewhere overseas, like maybe in UK, that will be nice. Even though we are a Singapore brand, if we can make it there, that would be exciting.
You lived in Malaysia for a bit further up north. Ever dream of a Sedeli outlet where you used to live? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes. No, not right now. Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Yep, Jing Guat, founder of Sedeli, in the studio with us. Thank you, and have a great weekend ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Everybody, have a great weekend.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.